school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Top seed. They are ranked number one in the state. They are 23-0 on the season. Coach Jim Weeks and Jackson Weeks have the Bulldogs right back where they want to be at the top of the ratings, and they'd especially like to be there in about, 2-3 weeks from now? That would be perfect. They would be there at the end of the basketball season. That would mean they would win another state championship, but they've got some work to do to get there. Three more games for them, just like the Tigers. It would take the Tigers three more games to get to the state tournament. Auburn coming in here, as we said, undefeated and the number one seed in this sub-district tournament. The other teams in the district are Fairbury and Wilbur Claytonia. Fairbury is 8-15 on here. Wilbur Claytonia 12-12. Auburn on win over all three of these teams on the season as they get ready to get through the sub-district game and tournament here starting tonight at Auburn High School. The teams are heading over for their benches. Auburn will be the home team. They'll be dressed in white. The Tigers in the road black uniform tonight. You can hear the Auburn pep band wailing away here on the side. While they're doing some of the pregame festivities here, we will take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the tip-off and the introduction of starters coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Nemaha County Hospital extends a heartfelt salute to our incredible FFA chapters. We recognize that your hard work and dedication helps fulfill the mission of the Blue Jackets. You certainly inspire us all. As your proud community healthcare partner, thank you for cultivating leadership, growth, and service in our communities.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Starting the ball game tonight for the visiting Fall City Tigers, it will be 5'9" freshman Paxton Armbruster, 6-foot senior Caden Dunkus, a 6-foot junior Keeper Adams, 6'2" senior Josh Brown, and 6'1" senior Gannon Ogden. Your starting five for Fall City: Paxton Armbruster, Keaton Douglas, Keeper Adams, Josh Brown, and Gannon Ogden. They will be the starting lineup for Coach Patrick Miller. for the Bulldogs tonight. It will be a starting five, consisting of 5'10" sophomore Brenton Wenzel, 6'1" junior Cameron Leslie, 5'10" senior Maverick Binder, 6'2" senior Peyton Bowden, and 6'3" junior Nixon Liguori. Wenzel, Cameron Leslie, Matt Binder, Peyton Bowden, Nixon Liguori, your starting five tonight here for the Auburn Bulldogs as we get ready to roll here at Auburn High School. Tigers coming off a tough loss here on home on Friday night to Fairbury in overtime. Bulldogs, they beat Johnson a 7 on Friday night to wrap up an undefeated regular season. Stepping to the center circle, Josh Brown for the Tigers, and jumping up in the middle for the Bulldogs is going to be Cameron Leslie. The Bulldogs go left to right in the first half here. They control the tip to Liguori. Out top, Binder. He'll come right side to Wenzel. Back down low on the baseline. And back out top, Binder at the point. To the left side with it to Peyton Bowden. Dribbles in, cut off. Cross court along the baseline. It's Nixon Liguori for three. It's up. No good. Offensive rebound for the Bulldogs. And a foul on the putback attempt by Peyton Bowden. Foul will go on the Tigers. Looks like Josh Brown. No. 50, not 30. Gannon Ogden the foul. We are sitting opposite side the scorer's table here in Auburn. First free throw of the ball game. Up and good for Peyton Bowden. 1-0 Auburn with the lead. Second one up. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound picked off by the Tiger senior, Peyton Duncan. In the front court he comes. Off the left, the top of the key to Ogden. Off the right side again. Duncan will hold it. Right side elbow, three-pointer, up and good for three. The Tigers' keeper Adams, and the Tigers take the lead 3-1. Auburn quickly to the front court, Binder out under the spike line for volleyball. Gets it off and passes right back to him. Now it'll be Wenzel in, back to Binder, top of the key. Drives right side Liguori and back to Binder. The Tigers zone it up here against Auburn's offense. Down on the right side of the baseline, Bowden with it, back out top, swinging around. Liguori down to Binder for three in the right corner. It's up, it's good. Matt Binder puts the Bulldogs on top 4-3 now at the 6:40 mark of quarter number one. Out top, ball knocked away, stolen by Liguori, then stolen back from the other end as Josh Brown swipes the pass away. So each team with a turnover. Now the Tigers back to the front court. With it, out top, going to be keeper Adams. Off to Dunkus, cross court, Ogden looking into the middle. Between the circles, now moving the ball to the right side is going to be Brown. Out to a three-point try for Adams, no good. Ogden got the rebound, and we got a foul on the Bulldogs. On the floor, it looks like. Ogden got the offensive rebound. And we got a 30-second timeout called here by the Bulldogs. We'll take a 30-second break and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. Hello? Auburn steals the inbound pass and comes up the floor with it as we're back here on Sunny 101.3 and on the Auburn Stripe. And out top, Matt Binder hits another three-pointer. Binder with a three-pointer puts the Bulldogs ahead 7-3. Back at the Sunny Studios, if we are still on the air, I need you to let me know right away that I am not hearing anything on my end. Dunkus in the paint, up, no good. Dunkus can't connect. Here comes Binder to the front court with the basketball for the Bulldogs. drives it into the middle with the pass away and a layup down the left side, up and good for Cameron Leslie. But Leslie hits the shot. Now it's going to be the Tigers down 9-3 to the front court here with 5:18 to play in this first quarter. Ogden gets away from the defender, takes it out, talk. Paxton Arbor, if you thought about it, didn't. Now drives back out, down low, ball knocked loose, scramble for the loose ball. And we will see what happens here with this one. All right, Kurt, I need you to let me know via text message if we're still on the air, because I can't hear anything during that last commercial. So please send me, let me know what's going on here. I hope we're going yet. Off the right side, Ogden with the basketball. Looking, it goes off with it on the right side wing. Man-to-man defense by Auburn. And now off the left side, driving the ball into the middle, and down was Adams up on the rim. Two hops won't go. Rebound brought down by Matt Binder. Binder, the senior, will bring it up himself with 4:38 mark of the first quarter, leading 9-3. Off the left side now with the basketball for the Tigers, or excuse me, for the Bulldogs, excuse me, Wenzel with it. Now on the right side, we move the ball the other way. Move it, and a three-pointer up, no good by the Bulldogs, put up there by Liguori. They come up with the offensive rebound. It came out long. Now Binder in the corner, three ball up and good, and he is hot to start, 3-for-3. 3-for-3 for Binder, and the Bulldogs extend their lead now to 12-3. With the basketball, out top. Keeper Adams driving the right side, pulls back. Off to Dunkus. Dunkus holds the ball, now looks to the right side, and a three ball for Adams. He buries it from that right side, just up off the baseline a few feet. Keeper Adams with his second triple of the ball game, and it is now 12-6. So the Bulldogs with the basketball front court. Binder between the circles, off the left side. Wenzel thought about a three, didn't. Drives in, cut off, back out to Binder, right side of the circle, fires away. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. He's got a dozen all on triples here in quarter number one. It's 15-6, Bulldogs lead. Front court with the basketball, Adams. Keeper backs up, now starts again. Leaves the ball off to Dunkus on the right sideline in front of the Bulldog bench. Lob to the middle, goes off the hands of the Bulldogs, out of bounds. Tiger ball on the baseline here, it looks like. All right, back we go here. Tigers inbounding from the baseline. Out top with it, Dunkus. Dribbling the right side, hands the ball off to Adams. He works back toward the midcourt. Keeps his dribble, do a double team. Now gets away to Arbruster. Paxton, the freshman, holding it, looks. Gives the ball up now for Kobe Banger. Just checked in on that last break. Hand it off again to Adams out near the midcourt strike. Looking to move up. Binder slaps at it, knocks it loose. Adams recovers off the right side. Man-to-man Bulldog defense and a blocking foul here called on the Bulldogs. That one's going to go on Lance Binder. He came in on that timeout. We've got everything squared away here, so we continue on at Auburn. Bring it in. Drive and a pass across. Adams for three from the left side. Buries it again. He's got three threes here in the first quarter. 15-9. Auburn with the lead. Binder to the front court. It's a battle of three-pointers so far. Four for Binder, three for Adams of the Tigers. Binder off. He goes to Lance Binder. He'll fire a triple. It's on the flat iron. No good. Rebound to Bowden. Puts it up, no, but a push foul will be called on the Tigers underneath. Guilty party, I believe, is going to be Josh Brown. The non-shooting foul, it is on Josh Brown, his first team foul, number two of the Tigers. 2:03 to go in the first period, 15-9 Auburn with the lead. Out on the right side now, Lance Binder back to Mav, between the circles. Moves left. Passes out to the sideline, right back to Mav Binder, into the paint, down the lane, bounce pass underneath, and a layup is up and good. Two-pointer there for the Bulldogs, Nolan Gardner. Gardner puts his team up by 8. In traffic, Dunkus had it knocked away. Binder on the floor, picks it up, pushes it away to Nixon Liguori. Up the floor to the top of the key. He'll give it to Binder. Open, didn't. Liguori will take it from the left side of the circle, and he rattles it home. Nixon Liguori with the triple, and it's 20-9. Auburn, the lead is 11. Timeout, Tigers, with a minute 22 to go in the first. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Health First Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City will be moving soon to 540 G Street. They are proudly offering the same services, including MedSync and vaccination. Don't worry, Health First Pharmacy still has you covered during this transition to their new location. And they are super excited to launch a new free children's vitamin program at their new location's grand opening. Health First Pharmacy in Pawnee City. Keep pharmacy local.
Sunny 101.3.
Back at Auburn High School, the lead to the Auburn Bulldogs tonight with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter, 20-9. 5 triples already for the Bulldogs. 4 of them for Matt Binder. The Tigers have 3, all up for Keeper Adams. He's got all of the Tiger points so far. Tiger basketball inbounding from the baseline. Adams broke long. They couldn't get in the ball. They get the ball inbound. Paxton Armbruster. Now in the backcourt, Josh Brown throws the head to Armbruster, the freshman. Down through the paint. Lays it off the glass for 2. Paxton Armbruster makes it 20-11. Auburn with the lead. Out of the front, Mav Binder at the 1 minute mark of the first quarter. Cross court to Lance Binder, a junior. Back it goes. Mav to Lance. They play catch. Lance Binder looks high post, gets the ball away to Bowden, knocked away. Tipped to the backcourt, ran down by Mav Binder, in traffic, the right side, three-pointer for Liguori. It's up, it's good. He's got 2 triples, and it's now a 12-point lead to the Bulldogs. Tigers, front court, 32 seconds to go in the quarter. In the middle, Armbruster gets it away to Adams on the right baseline. Back out he goes. Armbruster to the top. Banger. Jacoby with it. Pass to the middle for Armbruster. Knocked loose. Scramble for the basketball. Off the Tigers on the sideline. Out of bounds. Just the last action. Armbruster. There's 18 seconds to go here in quarter number 1. Auburn up 23-11 the score. Bulldogs bring in Brent Galizia. He is a junior. Up Parkview Christian, that D2 sub-district 1. Parkview Christian leading leading their game 64-33 over Lewiston after 3 quarters. Binder gives the ball up in the right corner. Liguori can't connect for 3. Binder rebounds it and tried it at the buzzer. Got partially blocked and maybe fouled from behind. No call. The official standing right next to the play. After 1, Auburn 23. Fall City 11, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel, a full-service funeral home offering services, monument sales, and cremations with ownership in Southeast Nebraska Crematory. You will find compassionate friends that assist families from every walk of life to create a unique ceremony, no matter how big or small, that reflects on your loved one's life. Hall Funeral Chapel, with locations in Fall City, Auburn, and Johnson, works to spare your family any unnecessary pain. Call owner and funeral director Todd Deerberger 24 hours a day at 274-3131 or 245-3131.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to action here at Auburn High School, Class C1, Sub-District 1. Bulldog basketball to the left corner. The pass goes to Nixon Liguori. swinging around, and Matt Binder drives down the right side all the way in, and his shot is blocked, but he's fouled. Will go to the line to shoot two. I believe this will be on Josh Brown for the Tigers. If it is, that's going to be number two, and it is. Brown second, team foul number one of quarter number two here. And Matt Binder at the free throw line. Four triples in the first quarter. Now he's got 13 points with that bucket on the free throw line. Biggest lead of the game for Auburn now at 13. Binder gets ready, sets, fires, and hits that one as well. In the full court pressure now is the Auburn defense. Tigers break into the front court. Dunk is with it. Comes the top. Off it comes Armbruster. Paxton, who's the ball? And his pass goes off the hands, out of bounds. Josh Brown couldn't make the catch. And it'll be Auburn Bulldog basketball between their bench and the scorer's table. Auburn going left to right toward the west bucket as we look at it here from the north side at Auburn High School. On the right side of the ball now, Peyton Bowden gives the ball away to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, his pass, bounce pass, knocked loose by Brown, stolen by Armbruster all the way in. Left side, waited for the defender to go by, and puts it up and in. 12-point Auburn advantage now. Armbruster, the second bucket of the ball game. Move it to the front court, into the hot post, back out top. With it will be Bowden. He'll give it up to the top three ball. Spins into the hole and through the net for Brenton Wenzel. His first three-pointer of the ball game. Auburn has made seven triples already in this contest. To the front, Duncan drives to the baseline. Ball knocked loose by Nixon Liguori, out of bounds. Tiger ball on the baseline. 28-13, Auburn by 15 now, their biggest lead of the ball game. Armbruster to trigger. He looks, bounce pass in, taken away, stolen by Peyton Bowden. He'll give it to Binder. He's got his head up, looking up the floor for his cutter. He'll go off the left side to Wenzel. He'll pick up his dribble. Now to Matt Binder, free throw line, working the right side of the free throw lane. Out to Bowden, back out top. Wenzel didn't pull the trigger. He'll go to Nixon Liguori. He will rattle it. It came out. It went and set on the back iron next to the backboard, and then it fell in. Nine now for Nixon Liguori. Inbound pass all the way up the floor. Tigers pass stolen. Up the other way, Binder ahead to Cameron Leslie. He'll lay it up for two more. And now all of a sudden, the lead at 20 for the Bulldogs on a triple and a turnover. 33-13, Auburn back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
33-13, Auburn with the lead. Our sponsor tonight's action, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humble, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the Highland Community College look at the stats. They sponsor the game breakdown, the halftime stats for you. Ogden inbound for the Tigers, getting close to a 5-second call. And we got a holding foul. They tried to get it into Armbruster. He's being held from behind by Brenton Wenzel, his first team foul number one of the quarter on the Bulldogs. 5:59, it's a 10-0 run here to start the second quarter for Auburn. Pass up the floor to Duncan here midcourt. He goes up the air. Grabs it, dribbles to the front court for the Tigers, down the right sideline. Now it's Armbruster moving in, looking for Adams. Gets it away to Dunkus, left side, back to the top, drives down the lane. Bumped, fouled by an Auburn Bulldog here. Auburn foul, this time is going to go again on Leslie. His second, team foul number two of the quarter. Pax Armbruster to trigger for the Tigers from the baseline. Still looking. 5 second call. Couldn't get it away. And the Tigers turn it right back on the inbound. Couldn't get her in there. The Bulldogs, Binder pushes it up the floor, trying to catch the defense napping to the top of the key. Now to Wenzel. Off the circle, over to Binder for three. He missed one. Maverick Binder missed a three-point. That's the first one he missed tonight. Rebound of the Tigers. He's been hot as a firecracker to start this game. He made four triples in the first quarter. Ogden, right wing for the Tigers. Looks. Guarded out there by Leslie. Now gets it away to Dunkus. Dunkus to Brown. Right side, moves to the paint. Back and down. Fires it up. And two hops on the rim. Won't go. Binder kept it alive, controlled by Wenzel, and back to Binder through the circle at midcourt. Senior goes over to Wenzel, a sophomore, down in the corner now. Back out top, Binder. He's on the right sideline, dribbles up and bounces over to Wenzel. Pass inside, knocked loose by Ogden, spiked it to the ground, and now picked up by the Tigers keeper, Adams. Adams up the floor with the dribble, top of the key, keeps on going. The Armbruster, left side. Beyond the three-point line, guarded by Armbruster. Got a nice screen there by Ogden. Now cross-court to the right side. They'll reset. Dunkus with it at the 4:23 mark of the second quarter. 33-13, Auburn with a 20-point advantage. Haven't had a score here for about 2 minutes. Here's a reverse layup by the Tigers. Armbruster can't connect. But a whistle and a foul called on the Bulldogs. Bulldogs foul will be the third on Cameron Leslie. Cameron's getting a little greedy with the fouls. He's got three of the five committed by the Bulldogs so far in the ballgame. Armbruster back at the line with 4 points and make it five. As he connects on the free throw, he'll have another one here. Ready again is the Tiger freshman. Ogden checks out for Fall City. Into the game for the Tigers now is Jacoby Bangert again. Free throw rattles out of there. Bulldog rebound to Peyton Bowden. Back in for the Bulldog is Nolan Gardner, 6'5 junior. Out top, Wenzel, right side, Binder thought about it. The defense runs at him. He passes off, now gets it back. He got through between two defenders, gets to the baseline and lays it off the glass for two more. 16 for Binder. The lead is now 21. Bulldogs with the lead and on the defense playing a scrappy man-to-man with the ball. Banger holds it. Banger off now to Adams. Adams made 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. Now he drives to the right side wing. Keeps going. Reverse layup. Won't go. Tipped up off the glass by Peyton Bowden. Then he controls it. And now off to Binder. Off to the right side of the floor. Bowden over it goes. Wenzel for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound out of bounds, and the Tigers touched it. They thought it went off the Bulldog and let it go, and nobody for Auburn touched it. Bowden will sit, Liguori will sit for Auburn. Into the game again, Lance Binder. And also checking in is Brant Galitsky again, a junior. The Bulldogs will trigger. It's going to be brought in by Lance Binder, out to Mav Binder, beyond the three-point line. Dribbles inside the lane. Passes out to Brenton Wenzel, and his shot is rejected by Dunkus. Out of bounds it goes into the first row, and the Bulldogs will trigger from the sideline this time. Halfway between the midcourt stripe and the baseline. Back to Wenzel. He'll drive in. Back out Binder. Wide open for three. Got it. That's Matt Binder now with 19 in the ball game. The lead is 24-38-14. To the front we go with the basketball now for the Tigers in the hands of Josh Brown. Looking, gets it to Dunkus. Dunkus may have helped himself out, a little shove to the defender there. Been able to move anywhere. The ball out to Armbruster. In the paint he goes, and we've got a hold foul on the Bulldogs. Again, we sit off to the scorer's table, so we'll have to wait and see. They're going to post it on Lance Binder, his second. Fourth foul of the quarter on Auburn. 2:33 to go in the first half. Bring it into Dunkus on the right wing. He's looking for a cutter. Nobody there. He'll dribble and go to Adams. He comes over to the right side of the floor, takes it. Adam dribbling, cut off by Finder. Now out top Dunkus. He's going to fire a long, long three up. No good. Rebound, Nolan Gardner. Gardner to Mav Binder. Out on the right side with the ball moving as Galicia gets underneath the bucket. Way underneath the bucket. Passes out to the corner. Lance Binder for three. No. Gardner the rebound and a foul before the shot put back up by Gardner, I believe. Our official heads to the scorer's table. Ball City foul this time will be their second of the quarter. And that foul again on Josh Brown, his third for the Tigers. He'll sit down. Back into the contest comes Gannon Ogden for Ball City, a senior. Lance Binder will inbound out top. It will be Wenzel back to Binder for three from the left side of the circle. Rolls off, no good. Ogden with the rebound for Ball City. 150 and counting in the first half. Auburn up 38-14. On the right side now. Down in the corner. Tigers give it to Jacoby Banger. Jacoby dribbles up, gets away now to Adams. Auburn ranked number one, seeded number one. Give the ball off the left side. Dunkus. And a cross-court pass stolen, tipped by Lance Binder. He'll get up to the free throw line, leave it back to Matt Binder. Three ball, left side, none of it string again. 22 now for Binder. Auburn has made 10 three-pointers here in the first half. We've got a minute four to go. Minute five, excuse me, in the period. Off to Adams for a long set shot three-pointer. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Galicia. Off the right side, now to Lance Binder. Drives in over to Matt Binder. Three ball, why not? 25 first half points for Matt Binder. They've got 11 triples of the Auburn Bulldogs. To the front, Ogden for the Tigers between the circle. Front court with it, 30 seconds to go. They're about 35 seconds. We're blocked on the run on the clock here at Auburn by the baskets. Now Matt Binder knocks it away, goes to the floor, passes it back, Wenzel down the line, off to Gardner, can't connect off the glass, rebound off the Tigers, out of bounds with 20 seconds to go in the first half. 7 three-pointers for Matt Binder. He's going to the bench for the final 20 seconds. 7 three-pointers in the first half. That's not bad. The other way, Gardner drives, finger roll up, no. Fight for the rebound, won by Dunkus, 2-on-2, drives up the floor. Liguori cuts him off, and a three-pointer up and down. It's good. Going to the floor was Jacoby Banger, wanting a foul, didn't get the call. And here's a three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. Auburn put up there by Liguori. At halftime, our score is Auburn 44 and the Tigers 17. 44-17, Auburn Bulldog boys leading the Ball City Tigers in Class C1, sub-district 1 action here at Auburn. We will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at these scores brought to you by Highland Community College right after this.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, where the Bulldogs lead the Paul City Tigers 44-17 at halftime in this C1 sub-district number 1 semifinal. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC. It's close to home, yet it's far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Taking a look at the first half numbers for Paul City, Paxton Armbruster scored 5 in the first half. Keeper Adams had 9 all on three-pointers back in the first quarter. Jacoby Banger scored a three-pointer, and that was it for the Tigers. They went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 3 fouls on Josh Brown in the first half. Nobody else had more than 1 for Ball City. For the Bulldogs in the first half tonight, it's been the Matt Binder Show. 25 points for the Bulldogs senior in the first half tonight. That includes 7 three-pointers in the first half. 9 points for Dixon Liguria on three-pointers. Nolan Gardner has 2, 1 for Peyton Bowden. Cameron Leslie has 4, and Brenton Wenzel also made a three-pointer in the first half of tonight's ballgame for the Bulldog total of 44 points. They are 3 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. Again, it's halftime score, 44-17. The lead of the Auburn Bulldogs is boys class D1 sub-district. A update from Lincoln. Last score we had, their Parkview Christian, top seed in that sub-district number 1 in D2, was leading 64-33 after three quarters. They were playing Lewis, and it sounds like the starters were done in that game. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC, close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check the weather, hear from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 36 tonight under mainly clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 42. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs in the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
They're a good 25 feet away from me. The good news is I'm off to the side and mostly behind him. Otherwise, you wouldn't hear me at all. They do a really nice job here with their band, these ball games. As I'm sure you've heard me say many times before, nothing adds the high school basketball atmosphere like a good pep band. Auburn leads at 44-17 here in our Bruna Implement Company ball game. Case IH here in Humboldt, Nebraska. You see them for parts and service as well. They also serve you from five locations around northeast Kansas. Fall City basketball to start quarter number three, down 44-17. 30 points has been the biggest lead of the first half for Auburn. Tiger ball, bring it in, tipped away, but recovered by Paxton Armbruster. The young Tiger is bringing it up the floor. Armbruster around the back again, drives, and fouled as he went to the left side with a little reverse. And a foul on the Bulldogs. This one's going to be on Brenton Wenzel. Brenton picks up his first foul of the half, second of the game. Tigers will inbound. That's before the shot. And Dunkus, trying to break around the defense, is held. And this time, a foul on the Bulldogs on Liguori, I believe. Wait for an opposing. Yep, Nixon Liguori picks up his first foul. Team foul number two of the quarter. So again, from the baseline, bring it in. Armbruster to Dunkus. Throws in the middle and stolen away. Picked off by the Bulldogs. I'll head up the floor and binder for three. Not warmed up yet. It hit the rim. Rebound brought down and put back up by Peyton Bowden, his first field goal of the ball game, and he's got his 3 points now. It's 46-17. Lead is 29 for the Bulldogs. Ranked number one in the state, looking for a state title this year. That's got to be the goal for Auburn. Fairbury fans and Wilbur Claytonia fans starting to filter in here. They play the next game here tonight at Auburn. Cross-court pass by Dunk is stolen by Binder all the way in. Layup is good. Binder now with 27 in the game. And the lead is 31. To the front court. Armbrust for the basketball. Stripped and stolen by Brenton Wenzel. He turned the corner. Wenzel will leave it back by a Binder. Three ball right side. Got another one. Coach Jim Weeks calls a timeout. Binder's got 30. That's his eighth triple of the game. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
51-17, the Auburn Bulldogs with the lead, or the Fall City Tigers, boys C1 sub-District 1 semifinal matchup. Auburn 23-0 on the year, looking for number 24 here tonight in a row. Cross-court pass, nearly taken away. Binder again, running it down. Josh Brown for the Tigers, gets the ball away now to keeper Adams. Adams pass, Auburn stolen. Taken by Leslie, and he'll lay it up at the other end. Leslie's got three hoops in the game, and now it's 53-17. Lead is 36 by the Bulldogs. The other end, Brown driving into the paint for the Tigers, stops, gets it away out top. Armbruster looking. Man-to-man defense by Auburn here. They've been in there all night. Dribbling it out top. Dunkus. Gets it off now to Armbruster. Into the paint he goes. Curls around the defense. Out to Dunkus on the left sideline in front of the Tiger bench. Inside to Ogden. Bounce pass. Fumbled it. Got it back. Hands it off now to Adams. He'll fire a triple. It's off the rim. No good. Nixon Liguori, the rebound for the Bulldogs. 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Bulldogs to the front. Off to Brenton Wenzel. Down to Binder in the right corner. Looking, he'll go back out to Wenzel. Left side, Liguori. All beyond the three-point line. Now out to Binder. Open. Didn't take it. Comes back cross court with a skip. Liguori, left side, Wenzel on the baseline. Goes inside now to Peyton Bowden. Bowden into Binder. Binder back out to Liguori. Three-pointer up and good. Give me just a second. I'll untwist my teeth and we'll have the rest of this figured out. It's now a 39-point lead for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Out on the right side, a pass on the right side of the lane. It'll be Dunkus working against Bowden. Reverse layup. No, it will not go, but a whistle and a foul will put the Tigers senior at the line. The foul called on Bowden. His first team foul, number three of the quarter. So Binder, Bowden, and Liguori sit down for the Bulldogs. No, that's not a shooting foul. So he's inbound to the Tigers. Bring it into Brown. Brown in the paint. Muscling his way in. Off the glass. Up and good. Josh Brown, his first hoop of the night, makes it 56-19. Here comes Auburn the other way. Brenton Wenzel with the basketball now. Looking. He's going to fire a three from the left corner. And he gets the ball back up. No good. Rebound brought down by Brown. Outlet ahead. Up the floor with it. Tigers get it away, and now Brown from the top of the key for three. It's up, it's good. Josh Brown is back-to-back. Hoops makes it 56-22. Bulldogs to the front court on the right side now. Lance Binder will give the ball up. Gets it back. Now he'll come across court to Brant Galicia. lets you back in there. Down low, it goes Nolan Gardner. Back out to the top. Now right side, Galicia. He looks. Into Gardner, right block, back and in. Throws along the baseline, three ball left corner, off the rim, no good by Lancebinder. Rebound, Galicia. Bounce pass, tipped away by the Tigers. Out of bounds, Bulldog ball, underneath their own hoop. Adams comes out for Fall City, back into the game. Jacoby Banger with 3 points in the game. Now a lob in, Galicia catches it between the circles. Right side, it'll go down to Wenzel, now back out into the middle and over the front edge, a floater, good for Leslie. He's got 8 points in the game, it's 58-22. 3:22 to go here in period number three, Auburn with the lead. The winner tonight plays Thursday night here in the sub-district final. Out on the left side, Junkus moves toward the paint. Big contact, no foul. Auburn with the steal. Auburn with the layup at the other end. Double figures for Cameron Leslie now. And it's now 60-22, the lead back up to 38 for the Bulldogs, the 2:54 mark of the third. And Tiger coach Patrick Miller wants a timeout to talk it over. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Auburn with make that 60-22. Auburn with the lead. Tigers took the timeout. Coach Patrick Miller wanted to talk it over. Still chatting with his team here. And the official, there's the second buzzer, so out come the Tigers here. It's Tiger basketball in the front court, just across midcourt. Auburn brought Hudson Emshoff into the ballgame. Pass goes backward. Emshoff is a 6'3 junior. And now a drive by Armbruster, to the hole. That's Armbruster, packed up and good. He's got 7 points now. It's 60-24. To the front come the Bulldogs. Emshoff with it. Looked left. Instead went right to Brady Generator. Checked into the game. Now to the left side. Lance Binder with it. Inside it goes. Galicia back out top and a three-pointer on the rim. No good. Put up there by Emshoff. Rebound is tipped, and now we got a foul of the Tigers. End up with the rebound. Foul on the Bulldogs, I believe, Emshoff? 13 or 23, it's 13. It is Hudson Emshoff with the foul. Fourth foul of the quarter on Auburn. To the front, Tiger ball down with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot by Brown is up, short, but a whistle and a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Push foul on the Bulldogs. Emshoff again, his second in a row. Brown of the line, free throw up, off the mark, no good. He'll have another one here. Out of the game for the Bulldogs will go Brant Galicia. Free throw up, rattles, won't go. Rebound brought down by Nolan Gardner. Into the game for the Bulldogs. Let's see, who checked in there? London Krause, 30? So turn around, I'll tell you what his number is. I believe that's him, London Krause, in the game now. Playing the post, low post. Left side of the basketball on the baseline is Galicia. Back out top, Gardner. Right side to Landsbinder, the only starter still in there, I believe, for the Bulldogs at the moment. Swinging around, out to the top with the pass to Brady Jenneret. Driving down Galitzia, his bounce pass taken away by the Tigers. Get it away to Dunkus. With a minute 15 to go in the third. Armbruster at the other end for Fall City. Handing the ball off there for Jacoby Bangers. Jacoby holds, now moves, gets the ball away to keeper Adams, who's back in the ball game. Adams backing up. Cut off, now goes again underneath the basket, reverse, no. And the rebound to Lance Binder. Binder pushes up the floor with 44 seconds to go. In period number three, out on the right side with it. Now it goes away to London Krause. Krause would give it to Galicia. He'll drive the left side and lay it up and in. First two of the night for Galicia. And again, it's a 38-point lead for Auburn. They're big for the ball game. 28 seconds ago, Armbruster drives in, lost it off his leg, and the ball picked up by the Bulldogs. Good job there in the defense by Jenneret. He gets the ball back in the offensive end now, down on the right side, Binder. 14 on the clock. He'll fire the three. It's short, no good. Rebound in the middle, picked up by Krause. And we got a foul as Krause tries to put it up. Tiger foul. See who they get here. Foul on Fall City's Caden Dunkus, his first. First foul of the third quarter on the Tigers. Free throw up and off the mark, no good. Shooting it is London Krause, 6'2 junior. Missed the first one. He'll have another one coming here. Ogden back in for the Tigers. Free throw up, free throw good. Krause gets the point. He'll leave the game now. And back in, Hudson Emshaw. Tigers. Shot at the buzzer. Adams, right side, no good. After three, it's Auburn, 63. Fall City, 24. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
Auburn with the lead, 63-24 to start the fourth quarter here in the C1 Sub-District 1 semifinal. And Bulldogs score again. Nolan Garner takes it inside. He's got four in the lead, is now 41, and we should have a running clock situation the rest of this ball game. Tigers having trouble handling the ball. Now Dunkus will take control of it back near midcourt. Lance Binder. Looks like the Auburn starters are all sitting down at the end of the bench, probably done for the night, other than Binder is in there, kind of running the show at the moment. Lance Binder out top with it will be Adams. Gives off to Brown. He tripped, lost his balance. I think he turned his ankle. Lost the ball to layup at the other end. No good. And a foul on the Tigers. Keeper Adams, his first. First foul of the quarter. And to the free throw line will go Brent Galicia. So Brown wearing a brace on that left ankle, and he dribbled up there, made a move, and that left ankle gave out on him. Free throw for Galicia won't go. Auburn now 4 out of 7 at the line tonight. into the game. Creighton Healing checks in. 6 foot sophomore. Second free throw up and good. One out of two. And now it's 66-24. To the front we go. Tiger ball. Out top to Brown. Right side he goes. Dunkus with it. Dunkus drilling. Moving left. Back it goes to Adams. Adams holds the ball. Goes off to his teammate there making the catch. Is Paxton Armbruster. A little behind him, but he got it controlled. Now we go back the other way. Tiger ball. Dribbling back and forth out front. A little weave. Give it up now to Gannon Ogden. Now he'll pass the ball away to Paxton Armbruster. Around the right side, all the way to the hole. Fall away. No, but a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. I know who this one's on. Hudson Hemshaw, the only defender there. Picks up his third foul. And the free throw line will go to the Tigers. As we said, it is a running clock situation now. So this fourth quarter going to go in a hurry, even during the free throws, the clock runs. Armbruster's free throw up and off the back. Too strong, no good. Tigers bring into the ball game Brock Cottle, a 6'2 sophomore. Dunks and Ogden will sit down. Also in for the Tigers, Jacoby Banger back in the ballgame. Free throw won't go. Lance Binder will grab the board for Auburn and bring it to the front court. Off the right side he goes with the pass there to Hudson Hemshaw. Lance Binder looking low. Instead he goes for the free throw line. And a drive down the lane. No good for Brant Galitzi, but he will be fouled. Tiger foul on Josh Brown. His fourth. Second foul of the quarter on Fall City. And Galicia at the free throw line where he just went 1 for 2. Sets, fires, got that one. Made 2 in a row now, has 4 points in the ball game. Brown leaves the game for the Tigers, and into the game is Eric Heiselman, a 6 foot junior. Second free throw up and rattles home. It's now 68-24. Auburn with the lead. To the front court. Adams off the right side with the ball. Passes away there to Banger. So give and go down the lane, but it's taken away. Stolen by the Bulldogs. Pushing it, Galitzi all the way up the floor. And a nice dish across the lane. And a layup for Krause. London Krause has his first field goal. It's 70-24. Auburn with the lead. Here is Harbor through the front, down the lane, kicks it out to the left sideline. Now it will be Adams for a long three-pointer, up and good. His fourth of the night. Tigers made 3 in the first quarter. That's the first one, and I made 1 in the second quarter as well. Out on the left side, Lance Binder goes underneath with it, gets it right back on the left elbow. Inside Galitzi makes a move, double teamed, out to Binder for 3, and the left side, no. And he's fouled. Brock Cottle runs out, tries to block, and commits the foul on the 3-point shot. With 2:46 in the clock winding here in the fourth quarter. Lance Binder has not scored in the ballgame. He'll be at the line to shoot 3. First one on the way up and good. 70-27. More subs in on the next after the second free throw. Up. Got it. 2 for 2 is Lance Binder. Auburn brings into the game Carson Levine, a sophomore. Tigers will bring into the contest Ethan Morris, 5'9 sophomore. And the number I don't have. Let's see. Not who this is. Free throw up. No. Rebound picked up by the Tigers by Jacoby Banger. So they come around the Tigers program for the Tigers all messed up here. So Ethan Morris is in the ball game. He had the ball. Brings it off now. With it. Tigers and a turnover by Fall City. I looked at the program here. The Tigers had a number they list 20 as Jacoby Banger, but he's not. He's 24. So to the front court we go with the basketball. Auburn with it, dribbling on the right block. Get the ball off. Out on the left side is Kurt Moody. Up, won't go. Rebound, offensive end, put back good by London Krause. He's got five in the contest. It's 74-27. Less than a minute to go in this one. Auburn will move on to play Thursday night in the sub-district final. With it out top now will be the Tigers, Eric Heinzelman. He'll get it off now to Morris. Swiped away by Moody, but it goes out of bounds. 35 seconds left in the ball game and clock running. Morris will inbound the basketball. Pass, tip, stolen, taken away by Carson Levine. Up the floor to Creighton Keeling. Cross court, Moody with it. Out on the right side now to Generette. They play catch. Left side, Moody fires a long one. It's up, it's short, no good. Rebound to the Tigers, picked up by Jacoby Banger. Final 10 seconds of the ball game, and a long one by Banger, no good. Rebound, put back, no good by Cottle, and that's your ball game. Final, Auburn 74, Fall City 27. 74-27, Auburn with the win. They're 24-0 on the year. Fall City finishes the year 4 wins and 18 losses. We'll be back with the stats summary from brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game report brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. T.J. Gertosh, Arm Connect, it's your future. Let them protect it. In the ballgame tonight for the Fall City Tigers, they are led by Kiefer Adams. He had 12 points, all on three-point buckets in the game tonight. Paxton Armbruster had 7 for the Tigers, 5 for Josh Brown. And 3 tonight for Jacoby Banger. Tigers went 1-for-6 at the free throw line in tonight's game. For the Auburn Bulldogs tonight, leading the scoring, Matt Binder with 30 points. He didn't play in quarter number 4. He had 8 three-point buckets in the ball game. Also in double figures, Nixon Liguri with 12, all on three-pointers. 10 for Cameron Leslie. He had 10 in the game, as we said. After that, Brent Wenzel with 3, Lance Binder with 2, 3 more for Peyton Bowden, 5 for Brant Galicia, 5 for London Krause, and 4 for Nolan Gardner. The Bulldogs went 8-for-12 at the free throw line in tonight's game. They are now a perfect 24 wins and no losses on the season. Fall City Tigers finished the year 4 wins and 18 losses for Coach Patrick Miller. Well, the Bulldogs will advance to the sub-district final. That will come up Thursday night here at Auburn. They'll play the winner of the game coming up next. Wilbur Claytonia is taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. That's the next action here at Auburn tonight. Again, we leave you with a final score of 74-27. Auburn with the win in the boys' sub-district Class 1C1 Sub-District 1 semifinal. Our game report summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Fall City and Auburn. Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, it's your future. Let them protect it. And, of course, our ball game sponsored by Bruna Implement Company, our title sponsor at your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service, also serving you from 5 locations across Northeast Kansas. Well, that's going to wrap it up from Auburn tonight. We'll be back with sub-district basketball finals action from somewhere on Thursday night. We'll see how everything goes tonight and elsewhere. Johns County Central playing up at Freeman. Sacred Heart underway up at Parkview Christian. And we'll see who else is all playing. And Auburn, of course, as well. Coming up here on Thursday, we'll let you know what we're going to do coming up tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up from Auburn. I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.
Dan's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.